1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Harris will debut her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, at a rally in Philadelphia soon, just hours after making her pick public. CBS News Minnesota reporter Caroline Cummings.
Kamala Harris, in her statement to supporters in that text message about him, she said he's a, quote, battle-tested leader with a track record of helping Minnesota families.
Republicans are calling Walz extreme over how he handled COVID and protests following George Floyd's death in 2020. Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, reached out to Walz.
I actually called Tim Walz. I left a voicemail. I didn't get him. But I just said, look, congratulations. Look forward to a robust conversation and enjoy the ride. And maybe he'll call me back. Maybe he won't.
Tropical Storm Debbie's already proved deadly as it pummels the southeast. Charleston Mayor Williams Cogswell.
We need you to stay home until this passes. We especially don't need any yahoos driving through the water and causing damage to property.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, August 7th, in Wood County, the Civil Service Commission will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in room 115. The Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee meeting also happens at 9 a.m. in room 114. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board Subcommittee will meet at 7 p.m. at the Junior Fair Building in Marshfield. The Village of Buren will have their Finance and Budget Development meeting at 7:30 a.m. In Portage County, the Public Library Board meeting begins at 4:30, the Executive Operations Committee at 5, and the Joint Healthcare, Space and Properties, Finance and Executive Operations Committee meeting at 5:30. The Downtown Stevens Point Business Improvement District Special Town Hall meeting will begin at 6, and the Park Commission meets at 6:30. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee will meet from 9 to 11 a.m., and the Planning and Zoning Committee meeting will happen from 4 to 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers hold on to first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers back to a 6-game lead in the NL Central Division. The Pirates are now in second. NFL, the Packers practice all week before they head to Cleveland against the Browns Saturday night. The Badgers offense had a good day in their practice and pads at UW-Platteville. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, with his best performance yet, hitting on some deep balls. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's always going to be a winner. There's always going to be someone that doesn't win. That's the kind of the nature of the game.
And LA Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, still under fire as new evidence of cheating and sign stealing at Michigan are coming out in an NCAA report.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. If you stumble, you apologize and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That's Jim Harbaugh with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
A bright, beautiful, blue sky day today with mostly sunny skies and highs smack dab into those mid-70s. Winds a bit breezy, though, out of the northeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour at times. We stay clear and we drop crisp tonight to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Kamala Harris is in Eau Claire with her new running mate, Tim Walz. Jim Santel filling in for Maggie Dawn.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Bailoff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. Looking forward to that. Right now, looking forward to talking to one of our favorite people, Reverend Beth Habhager, is with us. Beth, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you for having me.
Always appreciate the time from you and appreciate what the Moravian Church does in our community. You guys stretch beyond so many different things and reach so many different areas that we don't always get a chance to talk about, and we're going to talk about that a little bit today. I would like to start off, if you don't mind, Beth, talking about the GRACE group.
Yes. So GRACE stands for Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism. It's a newly formed organization, kind of our ministerial association, but with an emphasis on doing things for the community. So last year we began with a new event to help families in our communities that might be struggling financially with paying off food service debt at different high schools. We started with Nakusa, and we're going to do it again. We did it in May of last year. We're doing it in September this year. So a nice fall kickoff as the school begins. So we're going to have it on September 7th, which is a Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. It's a little early, but it'll be nice and cool. We don't have to worry about the heat of the sun. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start this year. Instead of having it in Nakusa, we're doing it here in Rapids. And the starting and ending point will be at the First Congregational UCC Church on First Street South. We'll start there. We're going to have a couple of stops where we'll take a moment to just pray for our schools and for our students and our families and our staff, to just kind of bless them that it's a good year. It's about a 1 mile, 1.5 mile loop. If you want to do a full 5K, you just do the loop twice. And then that way you get that in. And again, this is, we'll be going to help families pay off school meal debt. We want to make sure that our seniors can graduate and get their diploma when they graduate, so that they have their transcripts to be able to go to college. And this is one of the ways we can support families that may be struggling.
For those that don't know, if you don't have your debts paid, you are not able to collect your diploma.
Correct.
So that is a key part of this.
Yes.
And even without that, just making sure that families, kids have food that they need. They have the fuel that they need for to help them learn and to help them grow. It's a wonderful idea, and it's a fantastic thing that you Grace Group has added to our community. I do want to also take a shout out to everybody involved in the Grace Group. We have learned a lot from our nonprofits in this area, and better than most, and I think learned before a lot of other groups did, of how much better we are when we work together.
Absolutely.
And how much stronger we are. But it sounds really good on paper. To get human beings to pull it off and to do it is a whole other gamut. It's very cool to see that you guys have been able to do that, like along with a lot of our nonprofits in this area. I'm very proud of that and like to note that whenever we have a chance.
We're doing something a little bit different, and our group has really striven to pull together to show that we are one. We may be different denominations, we may have different political or theological slants, but we can still work together for the common good.
Yeah.
And that's what we're really trying to do. With this walk, different from last year, is this year, instead of offering a suggested donation to be able to participate in the walk, we're asking you to get sponsors. So go to your friends and family, say, hey, I'm doing this walk. I want to help relieve this debt. Would you be willing to contribute something to it? And we'll create a sheet for you and have you, just in the weeks coming up, register, let us know that you're coming, get those sponsors, and then whatever we raise from that will be given to the schools.
It's a fun idea, and it gets more people involved, and more people having that good feeling of being involved in this.
And there may be people that want to be able to help that ministry without being able to walk, or maybe they're not available that particular Saturday, but they still want to be able to support the schools in that way. So this is a way to support those families.
That registration you mentioned, that's coming up soon.
It will be. As we get more information, I will pass that along so you can get it out.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Beth. And again, a big shout out to you and everybody involved in the Grace Group, doing some really good work there. We appreciate you. And we're looking, you know, as forward as we are looking to the walk-off debt, which again is Saturday, September 7th. I'm looking forward to other things that you guys might do too and stuff. You put all you creatives together and you get the, you know, you get the passion that you guys have and everything. This community is going to be better for it.
Well, and on the worship side of things, we are doing two different community worship services coming up. So one will be for Thanksgiving. It'll be the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And then we're also doing a Blue Christmas service again this year for those who may be struggling during the holiday seasons. So keep an eye out. Maybe I'll be able to get a chance to come back and promote those in particular as we get closer and let you know where and when and all of that.
From what I hear, you've got some pretty good connections around here. You'll be back.
Okay.
I feel like you'll be
all
back.
Right.
I feel like you'll be back. We're definitely going to, and I appreciate both of those services that you guys offer. We'll talk more about those as we get closer to them. It is still summer. We are in the season of that, and we are the season of brats and brat fries.
Yes, we are. One of
our favorite things in this area. You guys got one coming up.
We do. We enjoyed interacting with the community so much over the 4th of July weekend that we wanted to do it again. So in August, on August 17th, that is a Saturday, there will be an outdoor farmers market, and we are just a block south of that. We will be having a brat fry in our parking lot starting at 9 a.m. and going to 2 p.m., but that's not all. Wait, there's more.
There's more.
We are also going to be offering a rummage sale. So if you're looking for a couple of things, you want to help find a second home for things that people are willing to let go of, come check us out. That will also be happening at the same time. So the way we're going to do this is the brat fry will be in our parking lot. The rummage sale will be out by that large brick cross tower on First Avenue right at the river. So you literally can just take that extra little block down from the farmer's market, see what we've got at the rummage sale, and hey, you're there anyway, come around and have some lunch with us.
Legally in the state of Wisconsin, if you see a brat, you have to buy it.
You have to have one.
if you haven't had enough brats this summer, you need a, there is a number there you have to hit. You want to get those brats in. You definitely do. And I don't know a single person out here that does not love a rummage sale. It is a fantastic idea, Beth. The only problem is I don't know if you've copywritten it. That's such a good idea. It's so good. I cannot imagine how many people are going to enjoy this. And especially nice timing with kind of, if you don't mind, kind of combining it or piggybacking off of the farmer's market.
Yes.
It's a great, people are down there already.
Mm-hmm.
Come on just a couple of more blocks or a couple more steps, really.
Right.
And you're right there for this. You grab that brat. You can eat it while you're walking over to the rummage sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, finish the brat. You're over there and you're able to find some cool things, some repurposed stuff, and enjoy yourself.
And I'll be around. So if you have any questions about what in the world is a Moravian, I would be glad to sit and have a conversation with you. We'll also have some literature there to just explain who we are. But basically, we just want to serve Christ by helping others, by sharing who we are and what we can do. So,
yeah, and it's a great opportunity to also expand, you know, your knowledge of this, of what you guys do over there. And knowledge is not just power; it's life, and it's a way of understanding each other more.
Right.
So I think that's a really good note, Beth. If you've been ever curious about this, encourage it or head on down there. I have mentioned this many times about you. You're the first person I've been around, whether it is a rabbi, a reverend, or anybody, that I am feel comfortable asking those questions to. Now, we got that through years ago, so I got no more new questions for you. But I do appreciate that. And as speaking as somebody who has never necessarily been comfortable asking those questions of somebody in your position, I appreciate that and respect that so much, not just from you, but from the Moravian Church. Right. So it goes a long ways, everybody. And it's honestly, for me, what started out as nervous questions turned into curiosity and really enjoying the information and the conversation. And it's just a wonderful conversation to be able to have, I think, in this day and age. So I encourage you to do that and get a brat, enjoy the rummage sale.
Yep.
Coming up August 17th, 9 to 2. Right, as you mentioned, it'll be piggybacking kind of from the farmer's market.
Yes.
So you know, you're going on down there for the farmer's market and enjoy these things as well.
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Reverend Beth Habhager from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. And Beth, I also wanted to make sure that we cover the book sale going on.
Yes, we're glad to be able to offer this once again here in our community. We are currently in the process of collecting books. So if you have books that are looking for a second life, we would be glad to help you with that. The bin is outside of our glass doors in the parking lot, and that is available to put books in 24/7. If you happen to be dropping them off during Monday through Friday, 9 to 1, mm-hmm. when our office is open, you are welcome to bring them into the building. We already have people hard at work sorting them so that we can get them ready to be put out for the book sale itself.
That's wonderful. Beth, whether we're with the book sale, we're certainly, this is like a lot of book sales. We're not just looking for any books. We're looking for ones that are in decent shape.
Correct.
That's something to keep in mind mm-hmm. with this. But outside of really that factor, it, you know, we'll take all books here. We're looking forward to it.
And we're focusing on books. We try not to do magazines or anything like that, but we'll also take records. If you have LPs that you're looking to get rid of, CDs, those kind of things, we do take some of that as well. We are really looking for anybody that might be willing to donate large print books. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of older members of our community that come looking specifically for those types of books, and we always have a very small supply. So if you know of anybody that is looking to possibly let go of some large print books, we would be glad and rejoice in taking those from you.
How long will the bin be out there, Beth?
Well, the bin will be out until September 15th. That's where we're cutting things off so that we have a chance to make sure we've gone through everything to get the basement set up so that we can welcome you in October to come and buy other books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the book sale itself will go on in October.
It will. Thursday and Friday, the 10th and 11th of October, and then Saturday, October 12th. It's very similar. All of our proceeds, anything that we raise that day, will go towards scholarships at Mid-State Technical College.
And I want to piggyback off of that, Beth, because everything we've talked about today is really gearing up towards helping things in our community.
Correct.
Where you mentioned with the book sale and what that contributes to, mm-hmm. and not just tell our community, but our future. With helping something like that. And certainly is this case with the Brat Fry Rummage Sale,
mm-hmm.
Where those proceeds are going towards. Is it going towards this? It's going towards things that the Moravian Church are putting into the community.
Correct. It's going to help us be able to keep going to be able to offer these things to the community,
mm-hmm.
which is something that we really need to be able to do. We've got a Cleansing Waters Ministry as well, where we receive referrals from different agencies to help families that are struggling to be able to do laundry. Mm-hmm. And so we meet them at a laundry mat and we pay to do their laundry, and that way the money that they would have paid for that will go towards something else, maybe electrical rent, mm-hmm. Utilities. You never can tell. So it's one of the many ways that we try to reach out and support the community in which we find ourselves.
With the United Way's ALICE report, we've known better than ever how there is no real difference between you and somebody quote unquote struggling.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking like a couple $100 often,
right.
that are the difference between that and those. And when it comes to being able to help those, this is where we all hands on deck, and our community really steps up. And it's noteworthy because all of these things are things that are not handouts; they're hand ups.
Correct.
They're lifting somebody up and giving them encouragement, giving them confidence, so that they can go out there and do these things on their own, and they don't necessarily need. So then, next person up, next family up, we can help them, and they can go on. All of this. I always like to cover every base we can with these topics, and I think that there are a lot of people out there that we already had them.
Mm-hmm.
They're already on board with this and want to be a part of it. To those maybe on the fence or fringe or anything, I imagine that you care about your economy. I imagine you care about your taxes. All of these things help that.
Yes.
Help bring those things down. All of these things better our community. There is no side effect to any of these. Side effects may include none of that. None of that. We got none of that. All of these are positives. All these are great things. And while they're important things that they're doing, I also want to remind everybody how fun all of these events are. You do a masterful job. You and I should say the Grace Group as well.
Yes.
Do a really good job of, okay, we have this important thing we want to bring attention to and we want help with, but we want to have a good time while we're doing it. We want to enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
And you guys do a great job of balancing both of those. There are going to be really fun events and all of this we're looking forward to and more, as we continue to talk throughout the year and everything and see what other things are going on. If you don't mind, Beth, I'd like to kind of revive over some of the things we've talked about today.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go right from the beginning, the Grace Group and what you guys are doing with that coming up, the walk-off debt.
Yes, we are doing it was thought to be a 5K, but it will be a mile and a half. And if you want to go that extra mile and a half to make it a 5K, you're welcome to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We will be starting at the First Congregational Church on 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Walking a giant loop, we'll be going by the school district offices and pausing to pray there. We're going to go by, I believe that's Howe School on 8th Street,
mm-hmm.
praying there, coming back around to Veterans Park, to having a prayer for the community there. And these won't be prayers to try to convince you to be a certain type of Christian,
mm-hmm.
just an opportunity to ask God to bless the school year and those that participate in our educational system.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to doing that. And all of the proceeds from the sponsors that our walkers get will go towards helping to pay off the school meal debt that some of our students find themselves having, so that specifically our seniors can get their transcripts.
Mm-hmm. And there's the rummage sale and broad fry coming up this month.
That's correct. On August 17th, we'll have the rummage sale down on First Avenue right along the river, just a block down from the farmer's market, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then you can come around to the backside of the building where our parking lot is and grab a brat or a hamburger, some baked goods, and just enjoy a meal together.
And, of course, we have the community book sale going on. That is running. You have until September 16th to drop books off.
September 15th, we'll be having our book bin out. And then the event itself will be happening on October 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Very excited about all of this. You can find out more at wrmoravian.org, wrmoravian.org. And before I let you go, Beth, there was some things that I did want to touch on, that services that you guys offer at the Moravian Church. For one, those that are not able to get to the church for services, because of whatever disabilities or that,
mm-hmm.
that you guys have a travel assistance kind of a program that is
available. We do.
We never get to touch on that, and
no.
I mean to all the time, and I forget and stuff, so I wanted to make sure to make a note of it today.
We want to make sure that everybody that wants to be at the church for worship is able to be at the church for worship. So if you're interested in coming to our services, just give us a call at the church office, and we'll try to coordinate a way to get you there.
And you can do that, again, going to wrmoravian.org. And you can find all the contact information
Correct.
Right there.
Yes.
And if that is not your interest, you want to take in services,
mm-hmm.
but maybe you want to stay at home. You want to be at home to be able to do it, especially after the pandemic. You know this better than I do. During the pandemic, there were so many people that wanted to continue to celebrate their faith, to do things faith-wise, and weren't able to.
Mm-hmm.
And some people kind of got a little bit homebound with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a program even for that at YouTube.
Correct. And we do have older members of our congregation that physically aren't necessarily able to get out of their house but still want to be a part of our congregation. So we began having worships on Zoom, and you can find that link on our website, wrmoravian.org. Go to our worship tab, and then there's a link in that area. Or if you aren't able to make it during our worship time itself on a Sunday morning, we live stream the service and keep it on our YouTube channel, which is Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. So go to YouTube, type in that, and all of our services, as much as we can, are there. You can either look under live or videos, and we've got services from, I think, the last 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, and they're not only meaningful and noteworthy services that are very timely, but as somebody who's been on stage with this woman, you get a performance. You get a good show, everybody. She did nothing but a good show from Beth. It's a really nice service, and encourage you to check it in. Again, wrmoravian.org, and find them on your YouTube page. Just type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. And Beth, there's something else about recycling your ink cartridges that I wanted to make sure to note as well.
Yeah, a lot of us have at-home printers or photocopiers, and often we have to get new cartridges, and we just throw out the old one, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's an opportunity to contribute that to the church, and then the church can use that and exchange it, take it back to Staples, we'll take them, and then we can get some credit, and we're able to use that for other areas and other things that we might need for the church so that we can shift money around towards cleansing waters and other areas where we can help the community.
Yeah, it's a really cool program, really smart program. And thank you to Staples about that. Thank you to your staff and everybody doing the legwork on that. And to, of course, the community that donates these, it helps and puts into this community. We appreciate that so very much. Appreciate the work that you all are doing over there. Again, go to YouTube, type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, and subscribe to their page. And you can find out more at wrmoravian.org, wrmoravian.org. Beth, is there any other contact information or for social media that we should make sure to mention here?
We do have a Facebook page, so you can find us under Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. I have been trying to update my social media personally, so you can find WRMC Pastor on Instagram, on Facebook.
Cool.
So we're trying to do our best to utilize this new technology.
I got to find you on that. I don't think I have you on that. I got to find you on that. Yeah. Okay, I like those pages. I'll definitely do that. And we encourage you to do that, because it's not only a way of keeping up to date on things at the Moravian Church, but oftentimes things in our community, whether it's with the Grace Group or other things that the Moravian Church is doing. And a shout out to the Grace Group, to the Moravian Church, and to you, Beth.
Does also have a Facebook page. So if you're looking to find out a little bit more about the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism, you can look us up on Facebook as well.
Yeah, be sure to do that, everybody, and support those that support our community. Beth, always wonderful hanging out with you, talking to you. We will probably be bringing you in on the morning show soon, so we'll talk soon. And if anything, we will definitely be talking as we get closer to some of these events and bringing you in.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
The school year is starting soon. Whether at home or in the classroom, Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The two major presidential campaigns will hold competing events in Eau Claire tomorrow. Vice President Kamala Harris has had plans to hold a rally in Eau Claire since last week. Late yesterday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance announced plans to speak to the press in Eau Claire. A new University of Wisconsin study finds income inequality in Wisconsin is not as wide as other states, but it's growing. Robert Craig of Wisconsin Citizen Action says that's due to years of policy decisions and tax code changes.
We need to deliver policy that restores the conditions for greater economic equality and greater racial equality, because our socioeconomic system is color-coded, and where you are more likely to be poor if you were black or brown than if you were white.
Craig says clean energy jobs backed by federal investments can help reverse the trend.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Tonight is National Night Out in Wisconsin Rapids. A night of community fun will happen from 3 to 6 at Witter Field. The city still has road construction happening on Lincoln, but you can access the Witter Field parking lot on that road. There's also parking available on Chestnut Street and the parking lots on both sides of the Aquatic Center. You can have a free night of family fun with police and fire displays, balloon making and face painting, bounce houses, and a free ticket to the Raptors game that starts at 6:35. It's time for back-to-school shopping if you haven't already started. The BBB has a few tips to make it easier. Be sure to have a list for in-person shopping. Research big-ticket items. Shop smart with sales and tax-free weekends. Don't hesitate to ask for discounts. Consider buying in bulk with other parents and shop wisely and safely online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez divorce has been injected with some actual Hollywood-style drama. According to Suge Knight, illicit videos of Lopez were found when the FBI raided Sean Diddy Combs' properties a few months ago. The former Death Row CEO claims the FBI gave the videos to Affleck as a solid to prepare him in case the videos potentially went public. Knight is apparently basing this all on the timing of the issues between Affleck and Lopez. Combs has been accused of crimes ranging from sex trafficking to sexual assault. What are the effects of divorce for a middle-aged man? For Ben Affleck, he sought counsel from his ex-wife Jennifer Garner, who eventually had to excuse herself from being her ex's therapist. Affleck is also rocking a faux hawk like Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver. This all comes as TMZ reports that Affleck and Lopez are not speaking to each other. In the meantime, Ben Affleck will presumably be on the lookout for a new girl named Jen while looking like Travis Bickle. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, a low in the low 50s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers by the late afternoon and evening, a high near 80. Early showers Thursday, then clearing low 70s. Lots of sunshine Friday, cool for this time of year, highs upper 60s to near 70. Right now it's 76.
We're not comfortable until you are.
No, don't turn on the AC. It costs a fortune to run that old thing. Remember, we only run it when it's like 85 degrees outside and we turn it off when it's 80 in the house. We can't afford to run it any more than that. Mommy and Daddy had to stick a lot of money in it last year because of a leak.
Wait, you put money in the air conditioner?
Not exactly, but it seems that way to me.
Don't they make better ones now? They make better cars. Isn't that why you bought a new car last year? Because it costs a lot to fix it?
Well, yes. And I suppose they make better ACs now. I wonder how much a new one costs.
Call Tri-City Services for a free quote to replace that air conditioner that feels like it costs a fortune to operate. Tri-City has great financing options to qualified credit on a new AC that'll save you money. You can operate it all summer long without worrying about dipping into your kids' college fund to pay the utility bill. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 11:33, Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. Have your host, James, here, and we're being joined right now by our great friend, Aaron Hess, from the Southwick County YMCA. Aaron, always good to see you.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
Love the time. Love hanging out with you. And it's just us today, so we get to really let it all hang out. We get to really have fun.
Yeah, I'm going to get my words out today.
Aaron, you guys have so many awesome events coming up and some other things that are to offer the community that we don't always get a chance to touch on. We will today. But if you don't mind, I'd like to rewind a little bit. You guys just wrapped off your big golf outing. How did that go?
You know, it went very well. You know, Stephanie Lund is our community events coordinator, and she put on a great show. We had 30 golf teams this year, which is a record for us.
Nice.
And they all showed up. It rained here and there, but it wasn't terrible. So weather-wise, it was good weather-wise. We don't have the numbers yet for how much we're able to fundraise that goes towards our annual campaign, which, again, supports our being able to scholarship members. membership so that we can base it on income. But so we don't know that number yet, but we had such great turnout. We are so appreciative. The number of businesses in this area that sponsored this event, you know, we've got Myron and Solaris and A Street Auto and so many, Sky Club from Stevens Point, you know, from all over the place. We have so many great sponsors, and you can go to our website and you can see who our sponsors are, because, you know, without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to put on so many great events, and they contribute so much towards our annual campaign as well. So, just go to our website. I believe it's a little tab that says more.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go there and check it out. It's not only a fantastic website that has all the information you could need there, but it's a great way to catch up on things like that, to see some of that and to see some of those that support us, support our nonprofits. Yep. We've got a community that really steps up. And really shows up for these things.
100%. I mean, the amount of support that we get, not only for the Y, but then, of course, with the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, it's just, this community is fantastic.
And it's something to keep in mind, too, when we're talking about, a past event like the golf outing that you can plan for next year already. If you're a business or somebody out there, you can already start getting ahead of those things. But also some of the other events we talk about, too, where so much of the funds raised are able to help different things and different programs that the Y offer, but especially the scholarship program, every time you guys join us, I want to make sure we note this, because I think it's one of the cooler things that not only you guys do, but our community has. Mm-hmm. We have this beautiful, wonderful new facility of the Y right here in Rapids. That thing is I cannot take my eyes off it anytime I pass it. Yeah. I love that building. I love the inside of that building. I love the people in that building. Mm-hmm. We want everybody in this community that can or wants to be able to be a member there to be a member, regardless of what your income is. These outings, these programs, these things help us be able to do that at the Y.
Oh my gosh, 100%. So this is where, you know, the businesses in this area, yes, of course, are fantastic. Our members are fantastic. You know, we, as far as, you know, joining the Y with our Membership for All program, we try to keep it as simple as possible. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, you know, in getting a membership, and financially things are just really tight right now, you know, just stop on over and pick up. We have like these paper applications that you can grab. You don't have to make an appointment. And I know we did go the appointment route for a while there because, you know, for us, it's about relationship building. So for the appointment, it wasn't necessarily to be an inconvenience, but rather it gives our staff the opportunity to get to know you better, make you feel more comfortable coming into the Y and confident using the facility, knowing that you've got some friends hanging around that are willing to jump in and help you out. And what we're finding is for some, you know, making those appointments is pretty inconvenient because a lot of people are busy these days. They're here, there, and everywhere. So, you know, pick up that paper application. Just, you know, you're just going to fill out a few things and bring it back, and we can make it painless and convenient for you. Mm. But, you know, so this is just, it just goes back to how we're consistently looking for ways to get more people in our doors, not necessarily because we want to have the most numbers and brag about that, but more so that we can be that solid support in this community, because that is what the Y is about, and that's what sets us apart from other gyms, is that it's about community support. We're not just a gym and swim. It's about how do we give back. Everyone, so many in this community give to us, so it's being intentional on how we can give back, because that's what we ought to be doing.
It's one of those kind of oftentimes gray areas in our society where we don't cover very much, but the Y is making sure to cover, where if there's a family out there, there's a person out there that wants to better their health or wants to exercise or just get out of the house and have some fun and get in some of these activities, you know, being able to do that in our community, that's a possibility. No matter who's listening to this, that's a possibility for you.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool to be able to say, to be able to offer and everything. We're able to, because of these programs and these great things that are offered by the Y. Those questions, those things that you're asked, that's more data for the Y to be able to do good work in this community and overall, not just our Y, but Y's around the country.
Absolutely.
So that stuff goes a long way. And I appreciate you kind of breaking that down for us, Aaron. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
If you can, if you don't mind, I want to break this down too with you. The Bridge to Bridge 5K 2-mile fun run.
Yes.
That's a fun event.
Oh my gosh. You guys, you can still sign up for this. It's a great event. So we've got a couple options. You can do a 5K, which is 3 miles, or you can do a 2 mile. So both routes, and there, it's literally the bridge to bridge. And it's, so it's a very safe course. It's a very family friendly course. I don't know how many years we have people that bring their dogs and, you know, just have a great time. Yes, there are some people that want to be competitive, especially in that 5K, get their best time. And, and of course, there's always room for that. And what we love about this event is that, you know, it should be fun.
Yeah.
You know, it should be inclusive. And so that's why this year we brought in the 2 mile option, because for some, you know, 3 miles just is too long, but 2 miles might be just right. Or maybe 2 miles is that challenge that you want, but it's not too large of a challenge.
Yeah.
So, you know, so again, it's how do we make this as family friendly and inclusive as we can, so we get, you know, as many people as possible to jump in, have a great time at the event, and you know what, maybe meet some new people.
Yeah, I mean, there's one of the key things to this, I think, is over the years that this event has gone on, I've had many people come in here and talk to them about this, not just Y members, but people from all random sorts of jobs and different things, and talking about how much they enjoyed this event. And there's a couple of noteworthy things about it. Certainly, getting out there, being out in nature, being out in our town and getting out and doing stuff, that's always fun. People love being able to put back into a cause, and a good one at that. And the shirts. People like the shirts. They do like those.
Yep.
They collect them. But it is that camaraderie. It is that running into people that they haven't seen in a year or two, or new people that they haven't met before.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses being able to, while they're taking this walk, talking to another business and seeing, hey, wait a minute, maybe we can partner up here and do something together, or maybe we can work with the Y, or the so much of that happens organically that you can't really plan for in life, that happen at events like this.
Yeah. I mean, the networking that goes on, or, you know, and then you realize how small of a world this is. Next time, you're walking next to someone, and then you realize, oh my goodness, you're married to my coworker, or you're the cousin of this person. So it's amazing how many fun stories come out of these events.
This all kicks off Saturday, August 17th. Check-in starts at 7. And the national anthem starts at 8:30. Race starts following the national anthem. The 5K race award ceremony will start around 9:30 a.m. Medals will be given to the first place finishers in the 5K for each gender and age category, and ages 13 and under, 14 to 19, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And a custom award given to the top overall male and female winner. That is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, yep.
All of that means
I will
a lot.
Not be getting one of those.
and again, you and me both. and again, the race staging area will be on 2nd Street South in between 1st Congressional Church and the East Riverbank Conservancy. So keep that in mind as well. Big thank you to those places for hosting and being able to have some of this there. And it's an important note that you mentioned earlier too, Aaron, when it comes to this, because while we welcome everybody to this, I know that over years past, I've talked to like JR Seward about this.
Yep.
This can oftentimes be something for people like finding out if you can be a marathon runner or you can be somebody that can do those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So we certainly do welcome that as well to
Absolutely.
People that want to do that.
Yep.
As much as just having a good time and being out in public and getting a new shirt.
Yeah.
There's all of the above. There's no bad answer here. All of this is
None.
Okay.
There is zero bad answers. And I know the deadline for the T-shirt has passed. However, we did order extras. So, you know, if you're hoping to get that T-shirt, there's still a chance that you can get
still
it. We
chance.
Did order. Yeah. Yep. There's a chance.
And if you can't get a shirt, buy a Y shirt, because it's a great way to not only advertise this event and other events, but you're promoting your local nonprofit, your Y here in town.
Mm-hmm.
People see you in that shirt and they immediately think of the Y, and maybe they have a membership, maybe they don't. Maybe it's been a while since they've been there and checked it out. It's all things to think about.
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Aaron Hess, our good friend from the Southwick County YMCA. And Aaron, it is still, you know, we still got some summer here. We still got youth sports going on.
Yep. We got youth sports. We still have camp going on. In fact, I just came here from camp. So we're in week 9. So that means we have weeks 10, 11, and 12 coming up. So if you're still interested in camp next week for week 10, they are taking that trip over to the Aquatic Center. Mm. So they'll get to spend their afternoon at the Aquatic Center.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Baxter Arndt, of course, is our camp director, and he's doing just a fantastic job out there. So if you have kids and they want, you know, let's say you're working and you're needing help finding stuff for your kids to do, or you just need a safe place for them to grow, and be taken care of. Camp is such a fantastic option. I mean, from the waterfront, from fishing to archery to dodgeball to crafts. I mean, it's 30 acres of a wonderland out there, and a well-ran wonderland. So you don't have to worry about your kids' safety. We've got such great camp counselors and Baxter out there. So we've got 3 weeks that you guys can still sign up for.
Still got time.
Yep, you can still wear those kids out.
Yes, yes. And man, does that sound like if anything else you said didn't catch anybody's attention, that sure did.
Yes.
Caught my attention, and my kids are in their 20s.
There's nothing better than being able to pick up your kids from camp and have them fall asleep in the back seat as you drive home.
You're so right. Oh, the relief that just hit so many of us when you even said that, let alone.
Yep.
And knowing not only are they safe, not only are they getting that energy out and everything, but they may be learning some things, maybe making new friends.
Yep.
There just isn't enough opportunities for kids like that in our society. Here are some great ones. And I do want to send a shout out to Baxter. He's joined us a couple of times on the air and really does a great job over there with these kids. He's really perfectly made for this job.
He lives and breathes camp. I mean, he's been going to camp since he was such a little kid himself. Mm-hmm. And so so he has a great understanding of that.
And Aaron did a nice job of really covering the bases when it comes to youth sports and youth activities at the Y. If your kid is into it, they've got it. I mean, there are so many different things over there. While you've got your traditional stuff and everything, there's archery, there's other programs over there available for kids. And I would mention as well, and Baxter's brought this up before, I think you have too, Aaron, if there is something that the Y isn't offering, we'll reach out to the Y and find out. Maybe that's a new program that the Y could offer or look into or something.
Absolutely.
It can't hurt. If there is a gray area, the Y wants to know about it and wants to be able to possibly cover it if they can.
Absolutely. If there's something that this community is missing, you know, so the Y, we're all about how do we complement things? So it's not necessarily about how can we compete, especially if there's something offered in the area that, let's say, the city is running really well, Parks and Rec, whatever. If they're running something really well, there's no need for us to compete, really, but rather how do we complement and how do we maybe offer those programs that no one else is offering, but we know we could offer and we could offer it really well.
Yeah.
So, but we can't think of all these things ourselves either.
Exactly.
So this is where we love feedback. We love fun ideas because...
Yeah.
You know, let's be honest, we're not going to think of all of them.
No, and that's one of the cool things I think that we have with our Y is that I think that's one of the more important things just in general going forward is people that don't pretend that they know everything. You know, that's always nice. I respect that a lot.
Yeah.
I think that smartest people I've ever known are people that know they don't know everything. So that's really helpful, I think. And it also expands so many of the options at the Y and more people being able to take use of the services over there.
Absolutely.
It's a cool program.
Yeah.
There are a lot of great summer activities for you and the kids. Be sure to check them out at the YMCA's website, swcymca.org, and be sure to follow them on social media. Aaron, I don't expect you to know this about me, but I am a huge Olympic fan, a gigantic Olympic fan. While I'm talking to you right now, in my head, the chant USA is going on. I'm just dying for talking Olympics at any opportunity I have. And you guys got Summer Olympics over there. That's kind of cool.
This is brand new. Jacob Klakowicz. I still pause.
That's a tough one.
I still pause when I see his last name, so we'll see if he's listening. No. So he's our new healthy living director, and this is a brand new event that we're starting. So it is August 26th from 5 to 7:30, and we've just got some really fun events for kids to participate in and kind of get some medals and get some fun gear when they finish. So anything from volleyball, track and field, there's pool events, basketball, of course, floor hockey. So,
cool.
I mean, just some really fun events to get your kids engaged in maybe some fun sports that maybe they haven't done before. And maybe it's a great way to end summer before kids have to start going back to school, which is that reality check that maybe not everyone wants.
It's a good, nice wrap to summer. Especially this time of year, or this year in particular, with the Olympics going on. There's so much. Well, we're even seeing from the ratings. There's more people than ever watching the Olympics this year and taking it in. This event, is this something kids can sign up for? Is this something that they need to register for?
Yep, we want kids to register for them. So it's like $5 a kid. Adults can participate, or you can be with your kids. You don't have, so we're not charging adults. So just the kids that'll need to pay. But like I said, you know, if you wanna be with your little one while they compete through the events, you are so welcome to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's held right at our Rapids location, so everything will be there. And just a fun event. So not a lot of pressure. You know, learn a new sport, or maybe you know the sport and you want to see how well you're going to do at it.
What is the date for the event again?
August 26th.
All right.
From 5 to 7:30 p.m.
We'll be promoting that on our morning shows and such, and we'll make sure to get a good turnout for that and make sure that these kids have a real fun time with it as well. That's going to be a blast.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to it.
It's got to be a fun memory.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And who knows? Might be creating future Olympians with this. So who knows? You know, we never know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did want to wrap up, Erin, if you don't mind, covering something that we don't always get a chance to, you and I, when we get together.
Yeah.
There are so many cool events going on with the Y, no matter what time of year you join us. There's all these great classes and programs. Mm-hmm. We've got multiple Ys to talk about. There's a lot there. I don't feel like I do a great job as an interviewer covering this enough, because I think it's very cool that you guys have the offerings of renting Camp Alexander or having birthday parties at the Y. Man, I wish I was 13 again, because I would love to have my birthday at the Y. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Right.
I wanted to make sure to mention these, that they are open to the public, that you can do these things.
Absolutely. Yeah. So even if you're not a Y member, you're able to rent Camp Alexander, you're able to rent, you know, parts of the Y for birthday party. I know when we initially opened during COVID, we didn't have the birthday party option, and last year we brought it back to life. Mm-hmm. So you can have your teaching kitchen / pool party, so you have access to the teaching kitchen for the cake and the ice cream and all that stuff, and kids can wear out some energy in the pool, so that's a great option. And then you have somewhere, maybe they don't want the pool, but they want the adventure center with the slide and all the toys and the games, so you can have access to our conference room, which has a door that goes directly to the adventure center. So what a fun space for kids and families to come under one roof, have a great birthday party, and you're saving yourself from having to clean your house before and after. I mean, it doesn't get any better.
That is a world-class answer right there. Oh, that you just hit it right there. Anything else you said, that last part really going to hit home for a lot of us. And it's such a unique opportunity, too. I think of a lot of places people have rented out or had their kids' birthday parties at and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't hear the Y brought up nearly enough when it's such a perfect place for it. It's safe. It's in a controlled environment.
Yep.
While at the same time having a lot of fun and opportunities for kids and many different options for kids to be able to take in and do. And again, I don't want it to be lost on anybody. We are getting kids more and more comfortable with the Y, and maybe making as adults being Y members and supporting
Absolutely.
The Y. Mm-hmm. We want that. Make no bones about that. We want future Y members. We want future people putting into our Y that puts into our community and being great community members.
Yep.
And again, Camp Alexander is beautiful. As Erin was talking about earlier and everything. Yeah. It's such a great place. Getting to rent that out is a pretty cool option as well.
Absolutely. We have weddings out there. We have family reunions. We have ladies that come over that have a crafting club. They'll rent it for the weekend, and they have the whole weekend of scrapbooking. And so you name it, the reason behind renting, I mean, there's so many of them, but when you rent Camp Alexander, you get the entire camp. So you've got all of the lodges, so plenty of room for sleeping. And then you've got Lester Hall, which is where, you know, the main event takes place. And then of course you cut that beautiful waterfront property. So if you have people that want to hike for a bit or go fishing or whatnot, there's just so many options out there that renting out there is just a fantastic idea.
I kind of want to rent it just for myself.
I
just want the whole camp to myself. It's beautiful out there. You've got better ideas than that. Reach out to Stephanie Lund, Community Events Coordinator, to find out more about renting Camp Alexander or having your birthday party at the Y. You can reach Stephanie at 715 715- 718-6012. That's 715-818-6012. Or email her, slund@swcymca.org. slund@swcymca.org. And keep in mind, you can find out about all of this and register for events like Bridge to Bridge or anything else at their website, swcymca.org. And again, the Bridge to Bridge 5K 2-mile fun run is coming up Saturday, August 17th. That is the big one right around the corner, everybody. Yep. Register, get signed up for this, and we'll meet you out there on the run. We'll meet you at the bridges.
Yes, exactly.
Aaron, yeah. Always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more or reach out to you, send them to the website. Is there a phone number?
Yep, you can send them to the website. You're always welcome to call our main line, 715-818-9622. And if you ever want to talk with me, you know, you can go on our website and you can find my contact information there too. So you're always welcome to reach out to anyone. If there's an email and a phone number, use it.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, we also encourage you to follow the Y on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on current things with the Y and also spread these events on your social media pages. You just never know who might see it who wouldn't otherwise.
Absolutely. Yep.
Thanks again for the time, Aaron. Appreciate
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell, and from Reno 911 and Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. We are standing by for Vice President Harris and her newly minted running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who will rally together for the first time soon in Philadelphia. CBS's Nancy Cordes is there.
There is jubilation here in Philadelphia at this arena. It seats about 10,000 people. It's almost entirely full.
And they're expected any second. Tropical Storm Debbie is far from over in Georgia. Governor Brian Kemp.
We've had a heavy impact on southeast Georgia with heavy winds and certainly a lot of rainfall.
A Pakistani man with ties to Iran has been charged in a foiled plot to assassinate former President Trump. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre weighed in and says this is separate from an earlier attempt against Trump.
Based on DOJ's ongoing investigation, there has been no evidence to suggest that the individual named in today's indictment has any connection to the assassination attempt against former President Trump that happened in Butler, Pennsylvania.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, August 7th, in Wood County, the Civil Service Commission will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 115. The Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee meeting also happens at 9 a.m. in Room 114. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board Subcommittee will meet at 7 p.m. at the Junior Fair Building in Marshfield. The Village of Buren will have their Finance and Budget Development meeting at 7:30 a.m. In Portage County, the Public Library Board meeting begins at 4:30, the Executive Operations Committee at 5, and the Joint Healthcare, Space and Properties, Finance and Executive Operations Committee meeting at 5:30. The Downtown Stevens Point Business Improvement District Special Town Hall meeting will begin at 6, and the Park Commission meets at